Hi, this is Joanne Vicknair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Previously on Lantern Rescue.
She came here with her father, and they were very, very poor. And with time, her father, he gets sick, so she was the only one in charge of everything. She has asked to be trained to learn something to do, because some people have approached her and proposed her prostitution. She didn't want to be at the point that she will feel obliged to enter in that world to feed her father.
Welcome to Lantern Rescue, a ministry program dedicated to bringing light into the darkness of human trafficking. It's time to light the way to freedom. This is Lantern Rescue. We tell the stories, we talk about rescues, and we empower you to do something about it. William Wilberforce once said, "Let it not be said I was silent when they needed me." This is Lantern Rescue.
Oh my, I'm so excited for this episode of Lantern Rescue, because if you're like me, you've been sitting on the edge of your seat for a few weeks trying to find out what's going on in the world, what's going on with the Lantern Rescue team. And Ren, there has been just a whole lot of going on, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy so far. We wanted to give everyone an update on where we're at for rescue so far this year and kind of start with some good news, because obviously there's been some negative stuff that's happened in the world lately. So we wanted to start off on a good note. So our totals for 2021 so far, only halfway through the year, we have 176 people rescued and 119 investigations started on traffickers.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't God good? I mean, that just blows my mind. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, to hear that really excites me, because we don't always keep track of the numbers. It's actually our people that help us here in the States keep track of that. And when I hear that, and Ren, thanks for totaling those out for us, that makes me motivated, because my team, I mean, the reason we leave this country and volunteer our time and effort free of charge to these governments, we embed ourselves with the agency or law enforcement people we train. So, you know, we're not staying in the Marriott Inn, you know, I mean, and we sweat it out day in, day out. And my teammates, we get sick from the food we eat sometimes. And then obviously the dangers of what we do, from being kidnapped to being shot to any other scenario you could ever possibly imagine could happen. And to face all of those at the end of the day, the reason we do all that is so that a child's life is changed. And man, I mean, I know how exciting that is to hear that number, because that's only grown every year and our effort is producing. And when Ren says those investigations, a great deal of those result in an arrest. I'm not sure, Ren, is it all 119 in an arrest, or that a large portion of that?
It's not all of them, definitely a large portion of them. Not every investigation is going to end in an arrest, but they're the investigations that help us start to track the traffickers. And whether they get arrested for that particular investigation it was started on or an investigation down the road, I'm sure all these traffickers will be brought to justice.
Right. And that, you know, what our listeners, people have to know is my team gets, we get so excited about a rescue, but we get really excited about an arrest. When we make an arrest, we know it results in arresting someone who's a known trafficker, that may affect 200 kids.
That never have to be traumatized.
Exactly. So, nothing like zip tying somebody, you know? That's the fun part.
Yeah, that just brings up a mental picture of zip tying. Yes. So, wow. So there is that. But as you were listing those things that could possibly happen, Mark, I was thinking about, wow, some really, really crazy things have happened. And fortunately, you know, God has had you guys kind of like there in the right place at the right time for what's going on. Can you share some of that, Ren?
Yeah, so some unfortunate stuff has happened in the world lately. Obviously, there was quite a bit of commotion down in Haiti as the president was assassinated recently, and there's been a regime change trying to figure out who's going to be taking control after that. So, you know, we always need thoughts, prayers, and support for our team down there. Mm-hmm. They're keeping us as updated as they can, but it's obviously a very scary situation, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see what the future holds for counter human trafficking work down in Haiti because of this.
Yeah, right. For our listeners that, you know, may have not heard previous episodes, the background and the work to get involved with all the government in Haiti, when you take out the president, right, all this stuff is up for grabs. Right. And so this is a critical part of the operation as you guys are moving in right now, right?
Yeah, we lost several friends and those that we had trained in recently in Haiti. They were utilized to do another type of operation and ended in the loss of their lives. And so we feel for that country. But right now, one of our strongest contacts and really the shining star in Haiti, I would call him, I won't say his name, but he's leading a lot of the operation along with one of our teammates and to make the arrest. And some would say, well, why are y'all involved in that? Well, you know, when you work in a country, you're in the community, you have to do community things, you have to help out, you know. And we have an extensive network on that island, both sides of the both countries. And we know a lot of people from the top down, and we're able to help everyone who can be helped. And, you know, obviously the FBI, HSI is down there as well doing what they can. But honestly, our network's far more extensive on that side of the island. So, you know, we're doing a lot to help. And in helping them, they know our heart and they know we really care about their country. And that results in better collaboration down the road.
Yeah. And Ryan, and if you're listening right now, what an opportunity really to engage in what is a really, really current event right this minute. Right. How would you suggest our listeners pray?
You know, pray for the righteous people of Haiti, that they'll be lifted up and raised up and put into place, because there are great people in that country. You know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about Haiti, why doesn't it work and all that. But I'm just going to say it this way, that the gangs of Haiti have got to be suppressed. And right now, that's the primary goal. It's really not this investigation about who, you know, assassinated the president. I mean, that's going to be hard to ever really put their finger on. But at the end of the day, somebody's got to deal with the gangs. I mean, the current prime minister can't go to his office, you know, right now, because it's held by gangs. A friend of mine had a seminary and an elementary school. It was taken over by gangs. And so that has to be dealt with. It's the same gangs that run the trafficking, you know, the gun, the drugs, and the children. So that has to be addressed, and this is a great opportunity to finally do that, I think.
Right, right. And so on the other side of that opportunity, there's some other really cool stuff going on.
Yeah, this is what we're excited about in the show today. And we've got a couple of people on with us that I don't think our listeners, I know they haven't heard their names before, so I'm going to share a little bit about who they are and what's happening. So if anybody's been following our Instagram and social media, kind of seeing an event in Florida that is a charity event, and we're just super excited about it because, like I've told you in the past, Robbie, we don't know what we need sometimes, and we have faith and we believe that God knows. And so he always provides and provides the resources and the people and everything, and this event is kind of playing out that way. But we've got an event that's being hosted and put on by Ballistic Advantage, and I'm going to introduce some of the folks we have on the line here. So Clint is with us, and he's currently the Director of Business Development at Ballistic Advantage and the man behind the line of Hanson Barrels. If any of our listeners are military, and I know a lot are veterans and things, and you're gun people, you know Ballistic Advantage and know that name and brand. He's also been in the firearms industry for 12 years, and he's worked with Ballistic Advantage for the last 10 years. And so we're excited to have Clint. Then also we've got Lily. She has been in the firearms industry for 10 years. She works as a firearms instructor. She's also the marketing coordinator for Ballistic Advantage and previously did some work as a translator in Senegal, Dakar, working. She's worked in orphanages, medical treatment centers, and kind of, I know we connected, part of the connection to Land and Rescue and Ballistic Advantage has been through her, with her work in Africa. And then one other fellow on here that I got to introduce. A lot of people come to me and they say, hey, Mark, where did you learn to do what you do? And this guy played part of that role in helping me with my tactical skills that, you know, I'm able to turn around now over years and put into other people overseas. And that's Jason right here on the line with us. He's a close friend of mine and one of the best instructors I've had. He's 17 years in the Army, 10 years Special Forces. He did multiple deployments in Afghanistan, a few other places, Iraq as well. He's a Special Force sniper. He's been a CQB instructor for SF, and he created a instruction company called American Keystone Tactics, and they're part of this event as well in Florida. And he started American Keystone Tactics because really local and state PD back in his home state, they really weren't proficient in a lot of their stuff. So he started training them. He picked up some other private clients, and now he works with Ballistic Advantage. They're in a partnership, and he's a sponsored shooter for 3-Gun. And 3-Gun is you know, our listeners, a lot are going to know what that is. I don't know if you do, Robbie, but 3-Gun and other events. And so he started shooting 3-Gun because of all the local charity matches around the soft community. And now really it's a full-time hobby for him. And so I just got to thank these guys for what they're doing for Land and Rescue and who they are as individuals and bringing them on the radio. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
having me on.
Yeah. And so
What are they, you know, yeah. Obviously, I'm sure the listeners are like, Lily, I'll just go to you. You know, what is going on in Florida?
As far as the event?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've all worked to put together a charity shooting event. So we're working with Element Training Complex. We're going to have 5 shooting stages. People can come out. It's family friendly, so experienced shooters can attend. If you've never held a gun before, you can still attend. There'll be instructors on site. There's going to be raffles, food, entertainment, all sorts of different facets. And every bit of it is just to help generate awareness for Lantern Rescue as well as donations.
Yeah, and what a beautiful thing is, I'm just sitting here thinking about it because as a lot of people are raving on and on about how bad guns are. I mean, here's a situation where really opportunity for people to see the good that actually firearms can be involved in. Right, Mark?
That's right. And Jason is an expert really at all of these stages. I would consider him that. And Jason, you might share a little bit too about this event.
Okay, so basically we're going to have 5 stages. There's, we'll say, 2 main stages and then 3 side stages. So one of the side stages, Ballistic Advantage, they're putting up a 3-weight AR platform. And we're going to be shooting 1-inch paintballs at about 300 yards.
What do you think, Robert?
Whoever hits the most paintballs, basically, so once you shoot the paintball and you hit it, it's going to splatter. So whoever splatters the most, they're actually going to win that rifle and Vortex. They're donating a scope as well to go with it. So that's one of the side stages. SIG, they're putting up 2 pistols for this event. One of which you can win on the side stage. Basically, it's going to be fastest time. They take home that pistol at the end of the day. And then same thing with another BA rifle. It's just going to be a quick little burner stage. Fastest time wins that rifle.
Oh, my goodness. And all this, my understanding, is to benefit Lantern Rescue, right, and your team. So, wow.
Yes, so you can either go on practicescore.com and then register on there, or you can go to AmericanKeystoneTactics.com and then click on the scheduled events, and it kind of gives you a general summary of what's going to take place as well as the link to sign up. Or you can just show up in person and you basically just buy tickets and then you can shoot that stage as many times as you want.
No. And so what's the date?
It's going to be Sunday the 25th.
Right. So
July 25th. It's
this coming Sunday. Yeah. Right? So July 25th, how fun.
Yeah, for really those in the Florida area, you know, we're promoting. Of course, I think we've got people coming from all over. You know, our team, Lantern, is going to be there. And we're looking forward to helping out and just hanging out that day, too. When we come back from the break, I'd really like to talk to Clint, and I'd like to talk to Lily and then Jason, too. And they can maybe share, especially Ballistic Advantage and American Keystone Tactics, share why they partnered with us to do this, you know, and what's their passion behind it and who they are.
Oh, yeah, we're coming back with so much more. As usual, we've got more show than we got time, but we'll get it all in there. So stay tuned. We've got so much more coming up. Lantern Rescue is a USA-based organization that conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. Lantern specializes in sending former U.S. Special Operation law enforcement and intelligence personnel to partner with host nations and assist them in creating specialized units to combat ongoing security problems, such as genocide, terrorism, and human trafficking. As a nonprofit charity, they offer services free of charge to their host nations. Human trafficking has grown into the second largest criminal activity in the world, reaching an estimated $150 billion in annual activity. Lantern Rescue has developed rapidly to combat trafficking.
Lantern operates through a trained international network in order to rescue women and children from sex and labor slavery and facilitates holistic aftercare services. They're gearing up for operations right now, and you can go to lanternrescue.org to see how you can support them financially.
Welcome back to Lantern Rescue. And if you've been listening, we've got a huge event coming up in Florida. We got so much going on, but Ballistic Advantage is just really putting on the show. And so, Clint, I was wondering, what inspired you guys to want to do this for Lantern Rescue?
Well, you know, I think it falls along the lines of, you know, we're capable of, you know, doing it. So I think it's extremely important to give back. At the beginning of Ballistic Advantage, you know, a big part of what we do is create an affordable product that you can depend on, you know, and a part of that legacy also too is creating jobs and being successful. And luckily enough for us, you know, especially over these last 6 years, we have been. And hearing you guys talk and going through this, it actually resonates even more at this point. But, you know, it's an ability to give back. It's something that you can really, I guess, sink your teeth into, I guess. You know, not just arming citizens with an affordable gun, but we can actually do something beyond that to help something specific like this, you know. So being in this industry and seeing so much of this kind of dark side of the world and everything like that as it pertains, it's not all just plinking and having a good time, you know. Like, these things are happening. So, you know, as a father especially, I mean, this is something to really kind of make it all worthwhile. This business, this Ballistic Advantage thing that we did, was never just about succeeding or making money. You know, we've managed to kind of walk the line of integrity and giving back and, you know, doing things for the right reasons and not doing things for the wrong reasons. So, I don't know, this just really, really fell in line with our mission statement as a manufacturer, but I think also, like I said, you know, to give back and do something substantial, like to kind of extend our grasp a little bit, I guess, into where we can make a difference. So, you know, the event that Lily and everyone involved has put on here, this is quite something.
Yeah, I would agree. And so from your perspective, Lily, how, you know, what was kind of behind the scenes for you?
So it's been amazing working together with everyone. You know, people like Jason, we've worked at this every day for the last couple of months. And to go off of what Clint said, the verse that comes to mind is, to whom much is given, much is required. And we're blessed with success in this industry, and we're surrounded by opportunity and resources and talents. Everyone holds very important abilities. And with that, we can come up with cool projects and ideas and marketing and everything else. But at the bottom line, what are we doing this for? You know, and part of that is not losing sight of what really matters. So when we're presented with an opportunity to help others and help save others, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Lily just said my life verse. Love it.
It really, that's awesome. Yeah. And so, Jason, for you as well, apparently you've been in, you know, with the team for a long time, but can you kind of share with us how you feel about being connected with Lantern?
So I'm a firm believer that things don't just happen by chance. I mean, I've been lucky enough to make it through all my deployments unscathed. And then I met Mark a while back while I was an instructor, able to train him up. And then just the more I learned about this, like, stuff just fell into place. Like, I started working with Ballistic Advantage. We did a content shoot down in Florida a couple months ago. And then that opened up the doors to work with Element. And then I was like, hey, is there something we can do for Lantern? And then it just... everything just fell where it did, and then we're able to put this opportunity on, and it's just great to be part of something bigger than yourself.
I got to thank these guys, because it's not the recognition that we look for. It's the partnership. And, man, we feel alone a lot of times. We feel alone in the countries we're in. We're banging around governments. We don't see anybody but us a lot of times. We hear a lot of rumbling around the world about trafficking, and we hear about other organizations and things, but we never see anybody. We really don't. And we're trying all that we can to rescue a kid and arrest somebody. And to come back and then have a manufacturer like Ballistic Advantage, to have an instruction company like American Keystone Tactics, and then also they're going to list out some of the other vendors that are part of that day. I can't tell you how much of an encouragement it is to us to keep going, because it's hard, man. I mean, it's rough, and we sometimes don't know the way forward, and we're creeping through the dark and unknown territory to figure out the next best step to accomplish the mission, and then to have stateside this type of support. Oh man, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and to have them put this event on. Yeah, like, wow, I could sense for the whole team.
Right, because we can't do it. I mean, you know, there's five of us and then some, you know, command post people. I mean, an event's not going to happen if it's on us, you know. So,
you know, it's amazing. And really, God's behind the whole deal, right? Like, just like what Jason had said, that, you know, sovereign, things were all coming together. And we've got other these sponsors as well, right? Lily, would you share some of the other people that are sponsoring with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this event, we've got a lot of people on board. As soon as they heard the cause and everything, they immediately jumped on board. We've got people like Magpul, we've got Sig Sauer, Vortex, Black Rifle Coffee, Timney Triggers, Forward Observations Group, Tier Tactical, Bald Bros, 263 Collective, Crooked Creek Arms, S&S Precision, Strike Force Energy. We also have Battleground Farms, the Holy Rose, the Redcon 1 Tactical, and just day after day, more people reach out and want to be a part of this.
And we got another exciting thing happening, right, Jason?
Yes, sir. So we got the famous Roy Jones Jr., and then we got Kevin Lace. They're going to be facing off at 2:30 on Sunday in a old school shoot-off competition to see which one's better.
What does that look like? What are they going to shoot? Like, in how far? Is it a stage, or what's that actually look like?
Yep. So they're going to be shooting a stage. It's kind of going to be a surprise, but basically, once you guys show up, you'll be able to see it. It's going to be the old school, like, three gun nation setup. RPGI is going to be setting that stage up, and then hopefully that'll help bring some people in so they can see the former, well, I guess not a former, the Navy SEAL, Kevin Lace, go on.
And Kevin was friends with Chris Kyle, right? Worked with him?
He was. They were on SEAL Team 3,
yep.
Which is funny because him and I were both in Ramadi, same time, same place in 05-06.
That's cool. I know Chris's wife, met her several times. That's cool. And then Roy Jones. I've actually got one of my teammates is, he's actually an 18 Delta. He's coming. He is so excited to meet Roy Jones. That's who he wants to meet. So hopefully that.
Apparently Roy Jones is quite the shooter.
Well, if Roy doesn't beat him shooting, he can just punch him, you know. I'll pay Ralph a ticket for that.
Bullets travel faster than punches.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well said.
Not maybe as much fun to watch, you know. Right. So we're getting Nikita Koloff involved.
Oh, that's right, Nikita. Yeah, that's right. We bring Nikita over.
So wow. I mean, you got all this stuff going on, Mark, and then the whole team. Your team's going to be there.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited to come, and we're coming to work, you know, and help out and as best we can, and do everything that we can do to help make today a great day for family and community. And I know it will be. We're excited about it. And I wanted to ask one more question if I could. What do we got?
Yeah, you're fine.
We have a couple minutes left. Okay, great. I know that Lily, you were in Africa, right? At one point yourself? Mm-hmm. Did I lose Lily?
Yeah, she said,
okay,
she
yeah.
said it quietly.
And I was curious because Land and Rescue, we have as our listeners know, we have a fairly large operation in Africa. And we recently even expanded that. And some of the things that we encounter a lot are just the disconnect from people they really don't know what it's like to be overseas. You know, even our listeners, unless some of them do mission work or go overseas, they really don't know what it's like. And Lily, you tell me a little bit about what you did in Africa. You served as helping a medical treatment and some orphanage and things. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was brought on as a translator for an individual who was working over there. So I would travel with him. I won't say his name, but right. to work at schools and orphanages and attend his meetings and everything else. And I wanted to do that type of work, but it was definitely a culture shock going over there and just seeing the way that people live or what they're subjected to that we so easily take for granted, you know?
Right. Right on. Yeah. There, most people think, sometimes I think they think the next country over is just slightly less wealthy than us. But, you know, as Lily could probably contest, and Clint and Jason and I, there's like a deep drop off between us and the rest of the world, you know? And sometimes people ask, well, why don't you work in the States? And believe it or not, we do. We do a lot of consulting here on this side to sheriffs and to agencies and things like that. But we don't necessarily do what we do in Africa because, you know, like I've said before, a child goes missing here, no less than 1,000 agents is crossing their table, you know. I mean, we've got people in the FBI literally sometimes waiting around to do the next thing, you know. Overseas, there's nobody, you know. They don't have a 911. They don't have a place to report a crime, hardly, you know, or the police are involved in it. And there's such a great need over there, you know. And I appreciate her, Lily, you sharing a little bit about that too. So,
and that's a good thing as we begin to pray. But also, I know listeners going to want to know one more time some of these websites, you know, how people can get connected. So, Lily, can you give us those?
Yeah, so you can register for the event if you go to AmericanKeystoneTactics.com, Jason's website. You can register through there or on PracticeScore.com. The website or the event is listed on there as well. If you don't have the time or aren't able to find it, you are welcome to just attend. You can show up. We have the ability for you to register on site.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. And certainly we can all be praying for the event and for the team at Lantern Rescue, as there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, Mark. Yeah. And a great time to be part of what God's doing to rescue those out there who, obviously, you know, what an opportunity.
Always. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our donors. We appreciate you guys so much.
God bless.
This is the Truth Network.